Six NCAA men's basketball tournament games will tip off in Hartford Thursday and Saturday. They'll take place inside the Excel Center. That's where Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports from, a 44-year-old state-owned building in desperate need of a makeover.
One of the building's primary tenants has beef with the state over the Excel Center. Gino Auriemma, he's coached the University of Connecticut women's basketball team to 11 national titles. He set the tone for the game week when he complained about the facility not being up to par for his championship-level squad.
The state owns the place, and we have to pay to play down there. And they go, well, you know, UConn, they don't make a lot of money. Well, no kidding. The money we do make, we have to give it back to them. Same with Rensselaer Field. Now, people don't usually write that and say a big deal about it, but either let us play there for free or fix the damn place.
Well, there was a plan to fix the place. Before he left office, Governor Daniel Malloy called for a $250 million state-funded renovation of the Excel Center. That would have had construction going on around this time, but the project died in the state legislature. Chris Lawrence is the Excel Center's general manager. He says that the building needs to be modernized to be competitive in booking big-ticket events.
You know, amenities, technologies, mechanical systems, you know, there's a lot of things that we could sit here and nitpick and try to fix.
The Capital Region Development Authority, CRDA, runs the building, and it actually put out a request for proposals last year to get the building sold to someone who would fix it up. CRDA got one response. Executive Director Michael Freemuth told Connecticut Public Radio that he's waiting to talk with the new gubernatorial administration before making another move. The governor's office says it will only consider Excel Center construction that wouldn't, quote, overly burden taxpayers or future generations. Tens of thousands of fans will flock there to watch basketball this week, many of them from out of state, and they'll undoubtedly form their own opinion of the place they paid to sit in. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.